Thank you.
Does it work? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this is joint work with Fabien Givors. So actually, the title, the more formal title, would be subcomputabilities. So what do we mean by computability? We mean to have an enumeration of RE sets, or so that curve here. And equivalently, the enumeration of partial recursive functions. And this enumeration must have some properties. So you have some padding, some SMN, some Kleene's second recursion theorem. And you will have, so you got all those different properties that are summarized in this figure. And there are lots of other things that I mean, you all know about, I guess. So about the Wright's theorem and Rogers' isomorphism theorem linked to Wright's creativity and stuff. And there are some sets that are very important in computability. So you got the diagonal set, the busy beaver, and the important things that they're complete. And then there was the question of finding a solution to past problem. And there were even some sets that are low, and even if they are RE, and even a minimal RE pair. And the question was, if you, very informally, if you punch holes in that structure, what can you still recover? What can you still have in computability? So what we do is that we do subcomputabilities. So what do we mean by subcomputabilities? We take a collection of total functions that will be closed sufficiently, and we take an enumeration of those total recursive functions. And then we look at the sets which will be recursively enumerable in a one-one way. So that's the case for the infinite sets we're considering. And then you consider partial functions whose graphs are a CRE, which are enumerable in one-one way by functions in that collection. And so you get something that looks like computability, and really you can prove, I mean, the different properties of the two enumerations, the total functions enumerations and the partial functions enumerations, are equivalently the RE sets enumerations. And one of the things that is a bit surprising is that you can even have a sort of a recursion theorem that we state here, where it's a partial recursion theorem, because if you had a recursion theorem like in classical computability, then you would get all the recursive functions. And you get also some kind of a Wright's theorem and some isomorphism a la Rogers and creativity and other things. The other important thing about subcomputability is that you can define different important sets. Like in computability, you can define KC, which would be for our computability the same role as K, which will be CRE along the definition just given up there, and will be M-complete. Actually, its M-completeness is not at all trivial to prove. It's not as trivial as the usual case, the classical case. You got to go through use our partial recursion theorem to do that. And you can consider sets where you look only at the total functions you've had in your collection, and you can define something we call KFC or K5C, which will be still CRE, but will resemble a low set. In our subcomputability, it will look like a low set. So it has. And you can do the same thing like with the busy beaver function. And so you have examples of sets which are actually recursive, but for our subreducibility, which is a very strong reducibility, looks to be low and to be of an intermediate degree. Intermediate in the sense it's incomplete, but it looks non-recursive. And there's lots of structure that is very similar to classical computability, And one of the goals is trying to do some transfers between the proofs of in subcomputabilities and in computability. And it's linked also to other subrecursive degrees theory, like the honest elementary degrees that people like and mainly Lars Christensen have been studying, where we have different notions of computability that arise, even if it's only on recursive sets. Thank you very much.